Hi, Danny. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Yeah, I understand that we were having some trouble with the payment, but George said you also had some questions on your account.
Yeah, I'm not showing up in all the places I asked you to. What's the problem with that already? I'm not showing up in Banner or Willoughby or Willoughby Hills.
That's only applicable for the Facebook ads. On Google, it's tied into your business address, which is in Beechwood. It'll show there and some of the immediate surrounding areas. But if you want to target areas, you have to do the Google paid ads, which you tried to do with the 300, but then we had allocated it towards Facebook ads instead.
Well, why isn't the why can't I use the clicks?
It says here, part of the AV process to create ads is they will get de-approved. The easiest way to allocate the budget is to Facebook, especially if he's unable to provide state registration. Do you have
tell the morons to go? No, tell the morons to go look on Ohio website and find it. Because I've already been through that. It's on the website.
Okay.
It's the same crap. You know, I've been doing this bullshit for a year and a half already. You know, this ain't right, that ain't right. You know, I'm tired of their bullshit already with this. I gave them everything they wanted already. Twice.
Okay.
Already. All the paperwork. And they had that thing from the state, too. So, I don't know what their problem is. Been in business for 50 years, okay? I'm not a newcomer in this.
Okay.
So, somebody's screwing me around.
Let me look in your dashboard and see what documents we do have. One second. Okay, we have, business policy declarations, the certificate of insurance, what's this, I'm trying to, oh, that's an invoice, okay, that's good. What were you saying, I'm sorry.
Like my ads are, you know, some of my ads are showing up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're just showing up. You know, you can't click on them. It's like, you know, like it's not even there.
On Facebook?
No, on Google.
Okay. So, let me see here.
And Menor's not that far away from me. Menor's only 15 minutes away from where I, you know, from Beechwood. So I don't know why that can't be in there.
You're probably a highly competitive industry for what you do in the area. So the easiest way I can explain that, Danny, is on the Google Maps, which is your 149 portion of the program that puts you on the Google Maps first page. That's tied into the business address. However, the radius that you get is dependent on the end user. So the easiest way to explain it, because that's all determined by population density, keyword popularity. So let's say that we place a taxi cab company that's in New York City. They might get a very small 5-block radius because there's thousands and thousands of taxi cab companies in New York City. Then let's say we place an art gallery that's in mid-state Idaho. That company might get a several hundred mile radius because there's not as much competition in that category. So if you're, you know, not getting a reach 15 minutes away from Beechwood, that just tells me that there's, you know, tons and tons of locksmiths in the area, and that's why you're not getting that far of a reach, and you'd have to do the Google Ads or maybe pay the activation.
That wasn't what I was told. Honey.
Okay.
I think that was her name. And I gave her, you know, a radius of what I wanted.
Okay. So when they ask you about the radius, they're asking about your service area so that we can program the Facebook ads accordingly, right? But with the...
Yeah, but I don't think the Facebook is helping me as much as the Google is.
Yeah, let me see if I can get an update and see if they can do Google Ads for you now, because I don't know what the problem was in the past, but I do see that we don't have your license. We only have the invoice.
We don't have a license in this state.
Oh,
the 90th time.
You told me to look on the state of Ohio and find it. That's why I was thinking that you had one.
No, but I'm registered with the state of Ohio.
Oh, you're registered. Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, no,
you don't
there's
have
no
to...
question if you're registered. You know, that's all.
Well, I told you people 100 times already that there is no licensing in the state of Ohio.
Okay, so
well,
there
what's
could
the problem,
be for,
then?
There could be for Google Guaranteed, I don't know, or the Google Verified leads. Let me see what the hiccup is, because I see the prior notes here, and I don't know what that means because I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but I will tell you that there are notes here that, you know, what I read to you, which I don't completely understand, and I might not be the right person to assist you. I usually just do failed payments. You know, I might have to get you over to that department or something. Let's see.
Well, you did. Wait a minute. You've been helping me with this.
I helped you.
I'm tired of going around with people. You're about the sixth or seventh or eighth person I've already talked to. You know, you keep putting me in a big circle. I keep going around, different people. I talked to Honey. I've talked to four or five other people besides her.
So we got a note back from Google Verifier, an email, and it says, thank you for your response. We were unable to validate the existence of this business on the Secretary of State website. In order to move forward with your application, try locating your business in the Secretary of State website by using the link and helping us with a screenshot. So that screenshot was never found. That's why, you know, we called you and we suggested doing the Google Ads rather than the Google Verified, but then the same issue arises where they wouldn't start the Google Ads without that registration. So then that's when I called you and said the best move would be to allocate it to Facebook Ads, which, you know, you said that'd be okay at that time. But do you want to maybe see if you could go and find that state registration? It seems like that's the only hiccup, because apparently we didn't find it. Or do you think it's not under Allen Lock and Key Service? Is it under a different, like sometimes this is a DBA and you're under a different name or something?
Oh, yeah, I do have a different one, but I didn't even want to bring that up.
Oh, maybe, do you think your registration is under the other name, or is it under Allen Lock and Key Service?
No, it should be under Allen Lock and Key, because I've been in this business. You know, I've had this company for 50 years already. What's wrong with these people?
Yeah.
I'm not a new starter. I keep telling you that.
Yeah.
I'm 70 years old. I'm just trying to make a little money here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not killing myself anymore. I'm 71. I just turned 71 the other day. I'm just trying to make enough money so I can have some food.
Right.
And some money. Because I'm on Social Security. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to. My buddy's had surgery this morning, so he's not in the greatest shape.
I'm sorry
today,
to hear
but,
that. Oh.
So I'm over his house, helping him out today. He's the one that could pull that up for me.
Oh, great. Okay. If he can pull that up for you, then absolutely get that pulled up, and then I'll get it over to that department, and then they'll get you approved for that Google Verified program. And then once that happens, we would call you to activate the budget of $313 to run those leads. If you choose to just do the Google Ads, then that budget is just $300. But keep in mind, your monthly payment is a little bit past due right now, too. So, we'll just have to...
Well, it shouldn't be. It wasn't due to the 15th.
Today's the...
Or the 18th.
Today's the 18th, but it was due on the 15th. So it's just a couple of days past
due.
Well,
I just saw it yesterday on my... I saw it on my on an email yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Do you want me to try it again, or do you need a little bit more time for that $149?
Well, what happened to all the money I gave you last month?
It was used for Facebook ads.
So that should have been at least 2 months, right? That should have been January and February. Because it was $300 for
so
that.
If the Facebook ads are still running, that would still... that wouldn't affect the Google listing. The Google listing is monthly on the 15th of each month, but the Facebook ads, they'll continue running until that budget runs out. And on your dashboard, it's showing, let me look here, 950 Facebook ad clicks, but again, you used it before, so let's see how many of them are recent. Recently, within the past 30 days, it's saying it's filtering 285 clicks. So it looks like you're getting a really good reach with the ads. I just don't know how much of that budget is left. I can check with that department and see what they say.
When I share that, when I see it, is that a click?
If you share it?
Yeah.
No. The Facebook ads run different than the Google ads. If you had Google ads and you clicked on it, then absolutely it will charge you from the budget. But if it's a Facebook ad, those are targeted for people that are already searching for locksmith or locksmith near me. And then Google will, or Facebook will send them an ad saying, here's a great locksmith in the area, Alan Lock and Key, call them. So that's where those clicks are coming from. It's from the targeted people that are getting those ads on Facebook. So you don't have to worry about if you click on it, you get charged. With a Google ad, if you did click on it and get charged for one, and then you saw it again and you clicked on it again and you kept clicking on it because you wanted to show people your ad, then Google would see that all those clicks are coming from the same IP address, and you wouldn't get charged multiple times for it. You would just get charged the one time if you did it that
okay.
way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they'll protect you from that. But again, the Google ads never got up and running because of this state registration thing. So I think we have a good game plan. You're at your friend's house. He can look it up for you. So, do you want to me to text you the email that you can send it to once you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just going to be support@localsplash.com. So send that registration in there, and then that's going to help you because that will get the whole ball rolling on the Google Verified exclusive lead program, but also it will get the ball rolling on the Google ads. If you wanted to, have a fresh batch of ads, we could definitely get that for you.
We'll see what we can do then.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah, and then should I try this $149 again, or do you need a little bit more time?
No, I'm going to have to give you a different one for some reason.
Okay, so then the different one is still under the Woodland road for the billing address, or is it a different
yeah.
billing address? It is.
No.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Yeah, hold on. John. Hello?
I'm here.
Tina?
Hi, yes.
Okay, I got my buddy John. He says he's got a picture. He still has a picture of it. So where do you want us to send this to?
Excellent. Okay, so send it to support.
Okay, hold on 1 second. You just got to pull it up.
Yeah, we did this. I don't know how many times.
Yeah, we've done them many a time.
That's the business registration, right?
Yeah, it shows that we're registered with the state of Ohio.
Actually, I want you to send it to me. That way I'll make sure I have a copy of it in my file, and then I'll forward it to support to you. That way we make sure that it, because if you send it directly to support, I'll never see if they get it or not. It goes to a different inbox. So tell me when you're ready, and I'll give you my direct email.
Here, just give it to me, and I'm going to have to look for the picture. It was a little while ago.
Okay, so yeah, no problem. It's my first initial and my last name. So it's T as in Tina, or Tom,
okay.
if you will, and then another T as in Tom.
Okay.
O-G-A.
Wait, I heard T, and then what?
O.
O.
G.
Yep.
A.
A.
F as in Frank.
Okay.
A-U.
A-U. Okay.
T-Togafau. T-Togafau at.
Okay.
Local Splash.
Local Splash.
.com.
Got it. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll find it. I'll pull it up and find it again. We've done this a few times.
Yes,
thank
this isn't
you.
The first time with this. You know.
Yeah, whatever you said.
That information is available to you or anybody else by going to the state of Ohio and looking up just Allen Lock and Key. It'll show you the registration.
Well, that's what Google said. They sent us a link and they said that they couldn't find it. So they said if you find it, you know, let us know and you know we'll allow this. And then we couldn't find it either. So. I see in the notes that they've already tried that step. That's why I asked Danny if it was under the other business name or something, but he said that he thought it was under Allen Lock and Key. So,
it is
you
under
Allen
Lock and Key.
Yeah, so you see Allen Lock. Yeah, and we can't find it. I think that's probably the easiest way to rectify this is just to have you send it to us and then we can get that ball rolling for you, you know?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
It should be somewhat easy.
Sounds perfect.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Now, hold on a minute, because I, you know, Google's got a lot of scammers, okay? Besides
mm-hmm.
Google being a scammer themselves,
mm-hmm.
which they are. I want to find. Because, oh, here it is, Locksmiths Mentor, Ohio. So they got all these, you know, these names here, okay? And then you got MentorLockingKey.com. Then they got Locksmith Mentor. You know, some of these guys are scammers on here. These aren't all real people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I
That's
see.
That's what I get such a hard time for.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they're giving me a hard time for? Here's another one, Mentor Lock and Key Net. There's a whole bunch of them here. Cleveland Door, well, Cleveland Door is a Locksmith Cleveland.
So those companies, they went through the regular Google business page verification like you have, right? They didn't have to go through the advanced verification if they're not doing Google pay-per-click ads or the Google verified lead program. With that program, there's that extra step that's needed. So that's why I'm saying is, you know, if you get this registration over to us, it looks to me like that was the only hiccup in the account back then, is that they, you know, we got a response from Google that it wasn't found.
I mean, there's a whole ton of them in here in Manor. And like I said, Manor ain't that far. I don't think it's, let's see. Yeah, it's about 15 minutes away. So it's, you know, it's not far.
Yeah, they're closer. Yeah, exactly.
And it's a big city. That's why I wanted to get into it. A lot of businesses there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, and it's not far. That's why I wanted to, you know, get Manor in Willoughby Hills and Willoughby and Kirtland, all the ones that I'm still not in. You know, I got a lot of calls last week, like I told the other guy.
Yeah.
But some of them were the same people calling me 2-3 times. You know, when it comes to cars, everybody's got, you know, everybody wants a quote.
I see. But so, then they don't, you know, then they don't have you come out, huh?
Right, exactly. You know, I look up all the information, see if I have the right equipment to do it, see if I have the right fob to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you need to capture those people that are like locked out right now and they need you no matter what the price is, you know, because they need you right now. Yeah, that's what you need to get. And I understand that. So I'm so thankful that your friend will help you get the registration over. And as soon as I get it, I'm going to be on top of it, and I will send that over to the appropriate departments so that we can get that final step approved for you so that you can start running those Google verified leads, okay?
All right.
Okay. And then for the new card, I know you said it's the same billing address, but what's the number?
All right, hold on. I don't know what I do with my wallet. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. 76.95. Got it.
78.46. 65.19.
Okay.
08.28.
Got it.
072.
Excuse me. 072. Okay. So I will get this one, 149 payment up to speed for you. And then as soon as I get that registration, I'll get it over to the appropriate department. And then once you're approved, we'll call you back to either start the budget for the activation of the Google Verified program, or we will call you to activate the, you know, budget to run the ads again. Okay.
All right.
All right, and thank you for taking care of that and for taking the time to explain everything to me again. I know that you and I have definitely talked before, and I have assisted you in the past, so we'll get this all squared away. Thank you so much for your patience, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, too, okay?
All right, I'll have him send that over as soon as he finds it.
Thank
you. I don't know where he went. I don't know where he went. It was just there.
Well, he said it's in his phone, right?
Yeah, he said it was, but then he got up and walked back in the house.
He said something here. Let me see what this says. Business. This doesn't show the whole. Let me send this over and see what they say, because this doesn't show the whole information. Part of it's cut off, but it's under 3091 Mayfield Road.
That was my old address.
But it does show that you were registered under that address, and the date on this is 8/10 of 2007. So maybe that's why Google couldn't find it, because it was under the old address. So let me send this over to that department and see if this is enough to finish that verification process, okay?
Right.
Okay. All right. In the meantime, have a good rest of your day, Danny.
All right. My Google answer, I mean, all my, even though 3 days late, I mean, everything's still up and running, right? They did shut off and down.
Yes. Everything's up and running. If you see an orange banner up on your site, then that will be removed within one business day. So we'll get, make sure. Let me just double check here.
Where would it be? The banner?
Oh. Actually, the site is not active, so I'm going to send that department a message right now to get that reactivated for you. So let's just see. Did you have to renew your domain by chance for your website or no?
Not that I know.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, let me see here. All right, so just hang tight. I'm going to have them reactivate the site, and when I message them directly, it doesn't take, you know, 24 hours. They can do it within the next hour or so, depending on their availability. So hang tight, and within the next hour or so, you should see your site fully functional again. If there's some type of a, you know, renewal that has to take place or something, I'll call you, okay?
All right.
All right. Have a good rest of your day, Danny.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.